Now, Kate, it's fantastic to see you at home here at the Extravagance. It is Owen G. Glenn, better known as Brumbies Rugby Park. Great to be here and great to have so many fantastic teams and something you love, women's rugby.
Yeah, no, it's good to be home. Moved back up here now, so good to have the girls from Canberra come up and for a visit and see where I live and, yeah, have them up. Bit of fun.
Must be tough sharing all those 20 rooms around your house with all the girls. But, your career, of course, started here at Scone Rugby Park and you've had a bit of time in Tamworth and also moved down south to Jindabyne, but really got your career going there at the Bush Pigs, and also, of course, a bit of time in Canberra. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, played in primary school here in Scone, and then when I moved to Jindabyne, pretty much started playing down there just to meet some friends and meet some girls in town, and that was really good. They kind of kicked off my career, and then once we didn't have enough people for a team down there, started playing for Vikings in Canberra, and they really looked after me, and yeah, it made me feel at home there. Like, obviously tough traveling 2 hours each way for everything. Yeah, no, they really made me fit in, and yeah, made it feel like home down there, so have Vikings to thank for that.
Yeah, well, the summit, of course, is you're part of the Wallaroos side that went to the World Cup last year. What were the experience like there? Okay, I was disappointing with some of the results, but just putting on the Wallaroo gold and just how, you know, singing the anthem and picking up the cap and all that sort of stuff, it just must have been unbelievably good.
Yeah, words can't describe, like, possibly once in a lifetime kind of opportunity. Got a little bit of game time, got my cap, and over the moon. The experience of just living in month camp, of getting up and being pretty much a professional athlete for a month and having that environment was, yeah, unbelievable. It was, yeah, something really cool and I'll remember forever.
So basically, Ashley Houston is the queen of women's rugby, or there's a few coming through the pack like Grace Hamilton and the like?
Yeah, Ash Houston is an absolute legend. She's one of the kindest hearted people you'll ever meet and has so much knowledge and experience in the game. Like, just spending time with her and getting to train with her was, yeah, unbelievable.
Well, you were part of the experience there, of course, with the Brumbies this year in the Bill Corp Super W competition. Tell us a little bit about that. Unfortunately, you blew out your knee, which is disappointing, but as devastating as you blow out your knee, it's a bit of a lesson for everybody in the game how you look after women with injury, because the blokes get every laid onto them 100%, everything, the best doctors, the best strengths, the best everything. How were you treated as such? And it's not about chopping, you know, the ARU up, but it's about making them learn.
I come into the Super W season with carrying a few injuries already from not really having a break after Aon last year and World Cup. So then going to that, and I sat out the first game with injury and then played the second, and unfortunately, yeah, did my knee in the first, like, 4 minutes of the game. So that was a bit of a blow. Played the rest of the game and, yeah, and since then kind of been sitting out, had knee reconstruction, and yeah, look, I had nearly 6 months off work, which is tough, and kind of made a few life changes. I've moved back from Jindabyne back to Scone, and yeah, just trying to set up and re-establish back up here.
Well, it's one of those things moving forward is the women are going to get paid better, they've got a bit better looked after, and also have those things where straight away you get the knee op done like the blokes do. Straight away, if you've got to pay for the thing, you get payments back and all that sort of thing. That's the very least you've got to expect for the ladies. Of course, now you've moved back up here to Scone, as you've said. You're working at the Upharner Shire Council, so we're giving everybody a job there, and you're carrying that Meg Huber, so that should be a bit of fun. But it's great to be back home, and it's great to maybe take a step back and reassess, and whatever you want to do moving forward, you've done, because you've got the cap, you played at a World Cup, and you can be a great example here at the Brumbies at the very least.
Being home's been awesome. Yeah, I've got a job up here, it's 2 weeks in, and it's been really good so far, and the Scone girls are really good. They've been accommodating. I've been able to do much. I'm only just kicking off working into my rehab kind of thing. Yeah, they've been really accommodating, and they're lovely girls up here, so yeah, I can't wait to get to the point where I can go out and have a run with them.
Okay, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best. You've been nothing but an inspiration. Wallaroo, of course, we look forward to you hopefully playing a home World Cup in 2021 just down the road there in Maitland and Newcastle, and we want to thank you for your time and wish you all the best moving forward.
Yeah, well, that's a dream, isn't it? Playing at a home World Cup would be an absolute honour, so obviously see how I go once I get back into the game and see how the body holds up, but yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Okay, thanks for your time.